yearning for the sight of the old campground. It's that high, lonesome sound. When that evening sun go down, I'll be crawling on the ground. When I hear a fiddle play that high, lonesome sound. Well, young ones, old ones are looking like they're having fun enjoying the country view. Telling jokes to all the folks how the water gate got broke and how this grass got blue. Look at old grandpappy, he's feeling kind of snappy, seems like he just don't care. He's over 93, he's surprised you and me, just dancing to the music in the air. It's that high, lonesome sound. When that evening sun goes
Pete Rowan wrote that number. That's a bluegrass classic. You know, when we first discovered bluegrass, well, most of us, not Vassar, I think Vassar had the real deal back in 1949. But when Pete and I and probably Herb discovered bluegrass, we were into rock and roll. We were into Chuck Berry and Buddy Holly and Elvis and Frankie Lyman and the Teenagers and the Platters. And then about 1960, man, it all disappeared. Like plane crashes, guys got sent to jail, and Elvis got drafted. There was nothing left. So we discovered bluegrass. And there was a lot there, boy. And it's great to be on this stage where so much of it took place. But this is something we took from our rock and roll experience and tried to do a bluegrass take on it. The Great Pretender.